The first reading is a reading from the book of Numbers. With their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert, where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food." In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and if any who have been bitten look at it, they will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it to a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Hearken, my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter mysteries from of old. Do not forget the works of the Lord. While he slew them, they sought him and inquired after God again, remembering that God was their rock and the Most High God their Redeemer. Do not forget the works of the Lord. But they flattered him with their mouths and lied to him with their tongues. Though their hearts were not steadfast toward him, nor were they faithful to his covenant. Do not forget the works of the Lord. But he, being merciful, forgave their sin and destroyed them not. Often he turned back his anger and let none of his wrath be roused. Do not forget the works of the Lord. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, coming in the human likeness and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has came down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up in the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have life eternal. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. And again, it's on the cross that Christ saved us. And we hear John 3:16, as always, God so loved the world. But sometimes we forget John 14 and 15 right before. Just as Moses was lifted up, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. So again, this is focused on God and what Jesus did for us, not focused on us and what we do for him every day or fail to do. And too often for us who are good Catholics, our whole spiritual life is focused on ourselves. About what am I doing? What am I not doing? Am I being good? Am I being holy? Am I not being holy? And we forget that it's what Jesus did for me on the cross. And if I believe in him, I will have eternal life. So the cross is what we come before today, and the cross is what we need to be thankful for. So again, maybe just today, just one day, we don't focus on ourselves and our holiness or our sinfulness, but we focus on Jesus and the promise of the cross and the promise, the gift of eternal life. So maybe, just maybe, all day today, we just thank Jesus Christ for dying for us. all day today, we thank Jesus Christ for the cross. And because if we believe in him and what he did for us, we will have eternal life. What a gift. Be thankful. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stay.